愿大家平安。
Peace be to you all。
啊，今天早上跟大家一起来学习约翰福音十七章。
This morning I would like to share with you John chapter 17。
啊，这是主耶稣分离的祷告。
And this is the prayer when Lord Jesus was going to depart from this world。
在约翰福音十七章里面，主耶稣祷告有两个重点。
And in John chapter 17, there are two main points of Lord Jesus' prayer.
他要离开世界，回到父那里去。
He's going to depart from the world and to go back to the Father.
他对门徒，带祷有两个要点。
And there are two main points when he prayed for his disciples.
第一个就是希望这些门徒能够成圣。
First, he wanted, he hoped.These disciples will become holy.
第二个
Secondly,
他希望这些门徒能够合一。
And he wanted the disciples to become unified.
这个也是我们今天教会的两个很大的挑战。
And these two are also the great challenge of our church today.
也是教会发展的两个很重要的基础。
And these two are also the very fundamental thing.For a church to be prosperous.
第一个就是教会要成圣。
First is for the church to be sanctified.
第二个是教会要合一。
Second is the church must be unified.
缺乏任何一个条件，教会都不能够发展。
If we lack any of these two criteria, the church will not be able to prosper.
但是这是这个末世教会最大的挑战。
But this is the greatest challenge in the church of the end time.
所以我们要常常为着教会成圣与合一来祷告。
So we have to pray for the church's sanctification and unity.
首先我们来看约翰福音十七章。
So let's read John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
十四节
，Verse 14，
我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。十五节
，15，
我不求叫你，求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。十六节
，16，
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。这里主耶稣在提到信徒与世界的关系。
Here, Lord Jesus talks about the believers, the relationship of believers and the world.
十六节说他们不属世界。
In verse 16, it says that they are not of the world.
我们是不属于这个世界的。
So we are not of the world.
那我们是属于谁？
Then who do we belong to?
我们是属于神。
We belong to God.
因为我们是主耶稣重价所买来的。
Because we're bought at a great price.
那个重价就是他的宝血。
And this great price is Lord Jesus' blood.
所以受洗以后，我们是归入主的名下。
So after we are baptized, we come under Lord Jesus' name.
所以我们是不属世界。
So we no longer belong to the world.
但是主耶稣叫我们不要离开世界。
But Lord Jesus tells us that we do not depart from the world.
这是主耶稣的精神。
And this is the spirit of Christ.
那为什么不属世界又不要离开世界
？And why are we not of the world, but then we should not be departed from the world？
我们看十八节。
Let's read verse 18。
求你你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
As you send me into the world, I have sent them into the world。
因为主耶稣要差遣他的门徒到世界上去。
Because Lord Jesus wants to send his disciples into the world。
主耶稣交代给门徒两个使命。
And he commissioned his disciples two missions.
第一个要传福音。
And first is to preach the gospel.
第二个要牧养主的羊。
And second is to pastor the sheep of Christ.
要完成这两个使命，我们都不能够离开世界。
In order for us to accomplish these two missions, we cannot depart from the world.
所以我们看主耶稣在世界上的生活，他跟税吏跟罪人在一起。
When we see the life of Jesus on earth, he was with the tax collectors and sinners.
人说他是贪食好酒的。
People say that he was a drunkard.
这个是不是很好的评论
？And these are not very good comments.
那为什么主耶稣他要跟那些人在一起
？But why would Lord Jesus be with these people？
因为主耶稣要救他们。
Because Lord Jesus wanted to save them.
世界上有很多人很可怜。
There are many unfortunate people in the world.
就是因为他们不认识神。
And it is because they do not know God.
所以生活偏离了。
So they have lived not a good life.
主耶稣的福音就是要让被掳的得释放。
So the gospel of Christ is for the one who is under the bondage to be freed.
被罪掳去的人得释放。
The one who is bonded under the bondage of sin to be freed.
要让瞎眼的得看见。
He's going to open the eyes of the blind man.
不只是肉眼瞎的。
And not only those who are blind physically.
人的心眼瞎了。
And the people have also spiritual blindness.
主要要让他看见。
And Lord Jesus would open their eyes.
要让受压制的得自由。
And he will also release those who are under the bondage.
受魔鬼压制，魔鬼用各种不同的方法在压制人。
And Satan, under the control of the Satan, and Satan uses many different methods to control people.
主耶稣要让他得自由。
And Lord Jesus will set them free.
所以要我们去报告神悦纳人的喜年。
And we have to proclaim the gospel of Christ.
所以我们存在这个世界不只是说赚钱享受死了就完了。
So when we are living in this world, we not only earn money and to enjoy.
这个英文赞美诗有一句话说，higher purpose. 神让我们活在这个地面上有一个更高的目的。
And the hymn it tells us that we have a higher purpose on this world.
就是主耶稣差门徒进入人中间的目的。
And that this purpose is for Lord Jesus to send us to in among the people.
要叫人去传扬得救的福音。
And we have to preach the gospel that can save people.
但是现在问题是，我们住在这个世界里面，要成圣就不简单。
But then now the problem is, it is very difficult for us to be sanctified when we are living in this world.
为什么我们要圣洁？
Why should we be holy?
主耶稣说，神说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。
God said, be holy because I am holy.
人没有圣洁就不能见神。
If we are not holy, we cannot see God.
所以以赛亚，神要呼到他以前，先给他看异象。
So before God was to call Isaiah, God let him see a vision.
看那个撒拉佛在神面前怎么侍奉。
He saw seraphs, how seraphs serve God.
这个撒拉佛原来的意思就是焚烧。
A seraph, the word means the burning one.
焚烧不只是洁净，不只是火热，焚烧是洁净。
And to burn not only means that it is very hot, but then it is very clean.
所以撒拉佛能够在神面前侍奉。
So that is why seraphs, they can serve before God.
那当撒拉佛呼喊圣哉圣哉。
And when the seraphs called out, holy, holy, holy.
整个圣殿充满神的荣耀，殿的根基都震动。
All the temple was filled with the glory of God, and the foundation of the temple shook.
所以我们在教会里面参合任何一个圣工，都是在服侍神。
So whatever holy work that we are doing in the church, we are serving God.
服侍那看不见的那一位神。
We're serving the God that we cannot see.
我们的服侍要蒙神悦纳。
And our service must be pleasing to the Lord.
需要像撒拉佛一样。
And we have to be like the seraphs.
经历焚烧。
And we have to be burning.
变成圣洁。
And we have to become holy.
那个焚烧就是神的灵在里面，我们焚烧我们。
And this burning is the Spirit of God burning inside us.
让我们能够得到洁净。
So that we may become holy.
那这样服侍才会有果效。
Then when we serve, we will have effectiveness.
圣殿的根基震动。
Then the temple will shook.
那是何等大的力量。
And this is a great power.
所以今天教会做圣工的不是不多，很多人在做圣工。
So today there are many people who are serving in the church.
但是为什么有时候我们发现没有办法看到那个力量？
But then sometimes why can we not see the power of the service?
这个原因可能有一些原因。
And there might be some reasons behind it.
其中有一个原因可能是我们的圣洁不够。
And there is one of the reasons it might be that we are not holy enough.
我们活在世界，渐渐我们的心俗化。
And we are living in this world, and our heart has become worldly.
或者我们的心已经被罪所困扰。
Or our heart has been disturbed by the sin.
因此我们的服事没有办法达到神的面前。
And that is why our service cannot come before the Lord.
所以这个世代 圣洁是一个极大的挑战。
So in this world, it is very hard for us to become holy.
好，我们看以西结书四十三章。
Let's turn to Book of Ezekiel, Chapter 43.
以西结书四十三章。
Ezekiel Chapter 43.Verse 12.
殿的法则乃是如此，殿在山顶上，四围的全界要称为至圣，这就是殿的法则。请念。
This is the law of the temple. All the surrounding area on top of the mountain will be most holy. Such is the law of the temple.
这里啊，以西结看到一个盖在山上的殿。
And here, Ezekiel, he saw a temple. It was on the top of the mountain.
这个不是物质的殿。
And this is not a physical temple.
这是属灵的殿。
This is a spiritual temple.
这就是末世的真教会。
And this is the true church at the end time.
他这里说殿有一个法则。
And here it tells us that there is a law in the temple.
就是说我们要建教会不能够离开这个法则。
So when if we're going to establish a church, we cannot depart from this law.
第一个，殿是盖在山顶上。
First, a temple is built on top of a mountain.
山就是高。
And the mountain is very high.
跟地上有一个距离。
So there's a distance from the land.
所以我们教会啊，这个目标啊，这个标准是高的。
So the standard of our church is very high.
那高到什么程度
？And how high should it be?
就是高到神的话这个程度就对了。
And this height should be at the same level as the word of God.
十诫。
And it is the Ten Commandments.
不是十条诫命，不是十条诫律。
And it is not just ten rules.
Suggestion.
It's ten suggestions.
这是十条诫命。
But there are ten commandments.
这是神用指头所写的。
And they are written by the finger of God.
你现在十诫一打开来看，这个是标准很高的。
And now if we were to look at the Ten Commandments, it is a very high standard.
第七诫已经基督教界被废掉了。
And in the Christians, mainstream Christian, they have already left the Seven Commandments.
我们看到很多的所谓 mega church.
We have seen many mega churches.
几千人在聚会，几万人在聚会。
There are tens of thousands people inside one church.
这个 mega church 你仔细去研究，它有一个特色，不止一个特色，其中有一个重点。
And if we were to observe the mega churches, we can see that there is this one quality, this thing they have.
就是它对做对几个问题，他不采取立场。
And that is to say that they do not take a standpoint in terms of some question.
对罪不采取立场。
They do not have a standpoint in terms of sin.
你如果问他同性恋是对吗？绝对他不会讲。
And if you were to ask them, is homosexuality okay? They would not give you a comment.
你问他可不可以堕胎？他不会讲。
And if you were to ask them, can we have an abortion? They would not tell you.
你问他可不可以婚前同居
？And they will say, if you ask them, can we live together before marriage?
问他你对离婚再婚的意见
？If you ask them to comment about to get a divorce.
换奸你要怎么处理
？And what should we do when people commit adultery?
对罪都没有立场。
And they do not have any comment in terms of sin.
他为什么不能采取立场
？And why can they comment anything about it?
他一采取立场，信徒就会分。
Because once they have any comments, the believers they will divide.
有的同意，有的不同意。
Because some will agree to this, and some will not agree.
不同意就不来。
If they do not agree, they will not come any longer.
所以我们现在在这个世代。
So today, for us to live in this generation,
教会的标准要高。
The church's standard should be very high.
所以要在山顶上。
And it has to be on top of a mountain.
那全界要称为至圣。
And this the area will be called the most holy.
整个这个殿呢要称为至圣。
And the temple will be called most holy.
这就是殿的法则。
And this is the law of the temple.
我们再回来看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 17.
十七章的十五节。
17 verse 15.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one.
那恶者是谁？魔鬼。
And the evil one is referring to the Satan.
那既然不要离开世界，世界有恶者，就是魔鬼。
And since we are not departing from the world, and in the world there is the evil one.
那这个魔鬼怎么去吞噬这个信徒？这个就是一门学问。
And how would the devils swallow up the believers?
魔鬼看不到啊。
Because we cannot see the devils.
但是魔鬼有他的方法。
But that he has his own method.
哦，对每一个人魔鬼方法不太一样。
And there are different methods to each one of us.
哦，对犹大，犹大是贪财。
And to Judas, he is a greedy of money.
哦，魔鬼就把卖耶稣的意思放在他里面。
So the Satan he put the will of a the thought of selling Jesus into his heart.
就把他打倒了。
Then he defeated him.
这个就是恶者的厉害。
And this is how powerful the evil one is.
跟在主耶稣身旁的。
And for those who follow Lord Jesus.
主耶稣跟他洗过脚的都能够把他打倒。
And even the ones that Lord Jesus has washed his feet with, the evil one can still defeat him.
所以我们在这个世界要非常的谨慎。
So we must be very careful living in the world.
现在污染人最厉害的是大众传播。
And now the one that can defile people is the media.
不是北美就没有魔鬼啊。
It doesn't mean that in North America we do not have any devils.
魔鬼全世界都有。
And there's devil all around the world.
只是工作的方式不一样。
But then they have different workings.
用大众传播，你天天去看看看，看到最后，你就对罪已经没有感觉了。
And if you were to be on the mainstream media every day, and in the end, we will not have any feelings in terms of sin.
当一个人对罪没有感觉，他离开罪已经不远了。
And if one is no longer sensitive about sin, then he is not far away from sin.
所以我们要求神保守我们教会圣洁。
So we have to ask God to keep the church holy.
好，看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
约翰福音十七章十七节。
John chapter 17, verse 17.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth.
好，所以到最后要成圣的一个很重要的方法就是真理使我们成圣。
So the most important thing for us to become holy is the truth for us to be holy.
真理就是光。
And the truth is the light.
所以真理进到我们里面，罪就出来。
And if the truth were to come inside our heart, then we can see the sin.
因此圣经说，如果有人说他没有罪，真理就不在他心里。
That is why the Bible tells us that if someone were to say that he is without sin, then truth is not in his heart.
因为他没有那个光照，所以罪跑不出来。
Because he do not have the light shining in his heart, so he cannot see the sin.
或者说他的眼睛已经瞎了，光照看不出来。
Well, his eyes has already been blinded, so he cannot see.
那真理就是标准。
So the truth is the standard.
当这个神的标准进去，罪就出来了。
When the standard of God come inside our heart, then we can see the sin.
现在可怕的是世界的文化。
And right now, what is the most fearful thing is the culture of the world.
文化太有力量了。
It is a very powerful culture.
那文化就是一群人活着的一种共识。
And the culture is the commonalities when a group of people living together.
共同的价值观，共同的标准。
They have a common standard and common value system.
所以人活在文化的这个很文明的这个标榜下，不会觉得自己有罪。
So when a person who is living inside the culture, they will not feel that they have sin.
所以有的人一直强调我们的社会要变，我们的教会要变成主流。
So there are many people who emphasize that our church must become the mainstream churches.
什么叫变成主流？
What does it mean to become one of the mainstreams?
如果变成主流是回归圣经，这是好的。
If it means that we come back to the Bible, then it is good.
如果变成主流是跟社会的文化一样。
If becoming a mainstream means that we are becoming the same as the culture in the world,
这是堕落。
Then this is to become defiled.
所以教会应该是站在人群当中，而且高过众人。
So the church must be among the people, and they must be higher than the people.
因为他是站在真理的立场上。
Because they are standing on the truth.
这样才能够不惑。
Because
才能够成圣。
Then only this, then we can be sanctified.
孔子说他到七十岁才不惑，不会受迷惑。
And the Confucius once said that only until he was 70 that he was not tricked. He was not deceived.
有时候我们看那个十七八岁去参加这个 NYT 也是青年了，十七八岁他已经不惑了。
And sometimes when we see that the 17 and 18 years old people go to NYTS, and after they have come to the NYTS, they are no longer deceived.
他的观念真理化。
And their concepts are of becoming same as the truth.
对错很清楚。
They know what is right and what is wrong.
祷告被圣灵充满。
And after they pray, they are filled by the Holy Spirit.
他就不惑了，他已经到头。超过孔子七十岁了。
then they are not longer deceived, and they are become better than Confucius.
所以成圣不是不可能的。
So it is not impossible for us to be sanctified.
主耶稣的大能大力，主耶稣的帮忙，这个是绝对可能的。
And it is through the power of Lord Jesus, and it will become possible.
但是我们人需要付代价去追求。
But then we have to pay a price to pursue holiness.
如果我们没有付代价去追求，
if we do not pay any price to pursue after this,
我们就会这边世俗的文化所妥协。
Then we will compromise with the culture in the world.
那教会要成圣就很困难。
Then it is very hard for the church to become sanctified.
这是主耶稣的第一个祷告。
And this is the first prayer of Lord Jesus.
第二个祷告就是合一。
And the second prayer is to become unified.
我们现在来看约翰福音十七章。
Let's read John chapter 17.
二十二节。
Verse
22. 你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one.
这里主耶稣向天父祷告说，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们。
Here Lord Jesus prayed to the Heavenly Father that I have given them the glory that you gave me.
接下去说，使他们合一，像我们合一一样。
Then he continued to say that they may be one as we are one.
所以这个合一跟荣耀有关系啊，跟神的荣耀有关系啊。
So to become one, to be unified, has something to do with the glory of God.
教会如果不能合一，这个教会怎么会有荣耀呢？
If the church is not unified, then why would the church have the glory of God?
一个家庭如果不能合一，这个家庭怎么有荣耀呢？
If the family is not unified, then why would this family have the glory of God?
所以这个教会要上神彰显荣耀，有一个很重要的重点，就是这个教会要合一。
If a church wants to manifest the glory of God, this church must be unified.
主耶稣每显出一个神迹，他就得到荣耀。
And whenever Lord Jesus performs a miracle, he receives glory.
什么是神迹？
And what is a miracle?
人做不到，借着神的能力做出来，就是神迹。
And the miracle is when a human being they are not able to do, but then it is accomplishable by God.
使徒行传记载有一个很大的神迹。
And in the book of Acts, it records a very great miracle.
就是三千个人同心合一。
And that is for the 3,000 people, they are unified as one.
这是神迹啊。
And this is a miracle.
有时候我们家里只有三五个人。
Sometimes in our house, we only have 3 to 5 people.
发现很难合在一起。
But then we found that it is very hard for us to be unified.
有两代的之间的差异。
There are the gap of 2 generations.
然后有夫妻之间的差异。
And there are the difference between the spouses.
是住在同一个屋顶。
We're living under the same roof.
但是没有办法合一。
But then we are not able to be unified.
所以有下一代一搬出去，父母拜拜，就没有关系了。
So some of the children they will move out of the house and have no relationship with their parents anymore.
有的夫妻到最后就结束了。
And in the end, some of the husbands and wife they got divorced.
一个小小的家庭合一都很难，三千个人怎么合一？
And it's even so difficult for a little family to be unified. For 3,000 people, how can they be unified?
所以《使徒行传》里面讲三千个人同心合一，这是神迹。
So in the book of Acts, it talks about the 3,000 people be unified. This is a miracle.
这是神的作为。
This is a work of God.
因为是神的作为，这是神的荣耀。
Because this is a work of God, so this is the glory of God.
那要怎么让人能够合一？
So how should we become unified?
也是我们常常在想要怎么办。
And sometimes we'll often think about what should we do.
我们看约翰福音十七章。
Let's read John chapter 17.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
如果我们仔细看主耶稣讲的话，
and we look at what the words spoken by Jesus,
你在我里面，
you are in me.
还有其他地方主耶稣说我也在你里面，
and Lord Jesus will say that I am in you.
所以主耶稣跟天上的神是合一的。
So Lord Jesus and the Father in heaven is one.
那现在在二十三节第一句话说，我在他们里面。
And in verse 23, here it says that I in them.
那使他们完完全全的合一。
So that they may be brought to complete unity.
所以可见这个合一最重要的关键是主耶稣要在我们里面。
So the most important key for a person to be, for people to become unified is to have Lord Jesus be among us.
那这样教会就会完完全合一。
Then only under this condition the church may become completely unified.
但是有时候我们发现这样太抽象了，什么叫做主耶稣在我们里面？
But then it may be very abstract that Lord, to say that Lord Jesus is among us.
我们合一的有几个障碍，第一个障碍就是观念不同。
And there are some obstacles for us to become unified. The first one is for our concepts, our value systems are different.
所以你发现有时候开会很难有结论。
And sometimes when we're having a meeting, it is very hard for us to have a conclusion.
因为观念不同。
Because we have different thinkings.
那你观念没有办法合一，要怎么合，要怎么同心？
And if our thinkings are not be able to unify, how can we be unified?
就要真理。
Then we have to be, have the truth.
要让主耶稣的真理进到我们里面。
We have to let the truth of Lord Jesus come into our heart.
我们的观念就真理化。
Then our concept will be according to the truth.
那这个观念真理化以后，你发现了家庭里面没有代沟。
And if our concepts are according to the truth, then we'll find no generation gap in the family.
父母跟子女很好沟通，因为观念都从圣经来的。
And they can talk, the parents and the children, they are able to talk freely because all their concepts are based on the Bible.
那夫妻之间的观念也很相同。
And all the thinkings of husbands and wives are the same.
他的价值观都是从圣经来的。
Because all their value systems are based on the Bible.
所以做决定的时候，什么最重要，很清楚。
So whatever decision they are basing it on are very clear.
你要做决定，不是配高、升迁机会大，这个工作就是好的，不是这样看的。
And when we're making a decision, it doesn't mean that whatever is good for our career.
配高，你的薪水高，然后升迁机会大，这个工作就好，不是这样决定。
Or the pay is very high. We do not decide on whether the pay is high or there is a career advancement.
这个是世俗的价值观。
And all these are only a value of the world.
那我们考虑工作最重要是什么？
What is the most important thing when we're thinking about our career?
这个工作对我的信仰有什么影响？
And it is to think whether this career had some would be in have anything to do with our faith.
如果这个工作会影响我守道，
If this career would affect my faith.
你配再高，升迁的机会再大，你一直做到最后，你没有信仰，这个工作要做什么？
And no matter how much pay that we get, and no matter how easy it is for us to advance.And after we have gotten this career, and we will lose our faith.
那这个叫做真理的价值观。
And this is the value of the truth.
把神抬到第一位，这样来考虑每一件事情。
We can put God in as the first place, and we consider God.
搬家也是一样啊。
And it is the same when we are moving.
不是那个房子很便宜，那个区好就可以搬了。
It doesn't mean that when the house is very cheap.And we can go and move there.
你搬到那个地方，到最后对信仰会有什么影响？
And we move there, what would it affect our faith?
这个是最重要的考虑。
This is the most important consideration.
读书也是一样。
When we're studying, it's the same.
不是这个学校有名声，将来出路好，这个学校就是好的。
It doesn't mean that this school is the best around the area.
将来出路好。
Or after we have studied in the school, we have a good opportunity in the society.
这样这个学校就是不是这样。
And it doesn't mean that this school is good for us to go.
我们在这个学校读书到最后会对信仰有什么影响？这是第一个考虑。
If we are studying this school, and how would it affect our faith? This is our consideration.
这个叫做我们的价值观真理化。
And this means that our value system are according to the truth.
那有时候我们在开会，我们常常发现我们从各种不同的教会来。
And sometimes when we're having a meeting, we find that we're from all different churches.
我是不是我本身教会所提的案，我一定要赞成？
And do I must agree to the church, the conclusion, the proposal of my own church?
如果是这样，我们的观念是地上的。
Then if we are like this, then our concepts are in the world.
我们开会最高的目标是什么？
What is the highest purpose of our meeting?
就是主耶稣的祷告。
It is the Lord's Prayer.
你的旨意行在地上。
That your will is done on earth.
所以最后我们的表决考虑什么？
So in the end, what should we be considered?
什么是神的旨意？
What we have to consider, what is the will of God?
怎么做对教会最好？
What should we do to become to benefit the church.
这个是我们表决一个最重要的考虑，跟我地方教会提什么，这个已经不是最重要。
This is the most important consideration. It has nothing to do with the proposal of our own church.
所以会超越地方教会。
So it will surpass our own local churches.
哦，不是违反，是超越。
It does not mean that we are going against our own local churches, but we are surpassing them.
怎么超越？
How should we surpass? 因为
我的观念是要寻找神的旨意。
And it is because my thinking is to be accordance with God's will.
那这样长期来，我们一直开会，我们的教会的方向越来越照神的旨意去。
And if we are having a meeting in the end, we can go toward God's will.
那就发现教会越来越同心。
Then we'll find that the churches will become unified.
所以要同心，我们的观念要真理化。
So if we want to be unified, our concepts must be according to the truth.
所以主耶稣在讲啊，法利赛人有两个孝，其中有一个孝叫做把真理传错了。
And one, there are two kinds of ease of the Pharisees, and one of them is the false teachings.
所以我们在教会里面不能够传错误的教训。
And that is why in the church we cannot have false teachings.
跟我们的共信之道不同的不能讲。
We cannot say something that is different from what we are believing in.
我们有什么新发现要经过真理研究会的路线来走。
And if we have any new discoveries, we have to do it through the Truth Research Committee.
你如果讲跟真理不一样的，跟我们的共信不照不一样，你就发现会有效，里面就开始会分。
And if we say something that is not according to the truth that we believe in, then we will divide.The church will have divisions.
所以主耶稣要进到我们里面。
So the Lord Jesus must come among us.
这样我们教会才会越来在真理上合一。
Then the church will become unified in the truth.
这是非常重要，我们真耶稣教会合一的基础。
And this is the most fundamental thing for our true Jesus church to become unified.
就是我们注重真理。
That is to say we pay most attention on the truth.
第二个就是爱。
Secondly, is the love.
3000个人有3000各种不同的个性。
And for 3000 people, they have 3000 different personalities.
为什么一般的教会我们常常发现没有什么问题？
And why are the churches in the world, they have no problems?
因为他聚会只有一个钟头。
Because they only have 1 hour of service.
聚完会大家走了。
And after that 1 hour, everyone would leave.
所以你就没有问题了。
So you don't have any problems.
但是我们教会是一个家庭。
But then our church is a family.
所以家庭要有团契。
So then in the family we'll have to have fellowship.
家庭要互相的关心。
In the family we have to care about one another.
当一个人，一群人开始靠近。
When a group of people come together.
每一个人个性都不一样。
Everyone will have different personalities.
那特别是跟个人的利害关系有冲突的时候，问题就出来。
Especially when it is have something to do with the benefit of others, then there are problems.
所以怎么让主耶稣进到我们里面合一
？So how should we let Lord Jesus come among us and to become unified？
我们来看一节圣经节。
Let's read one Bible verse。
好，提摩太后书
，Second Timothy，
哥林多后书
，Second Corinthians。
第八章
，Chapter 8，
第九节
，Verse 9。
第八章第九节
，Chapter 8 verse 9。
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却叫我们成为贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。这是主耶稣的恩典，也是主耶稣的爱。
And this is the grace and the love of Lord Jesus.
为着让我们成为富足
，so that we can become rich，
他成为贫穷
，and he for our sakes he became poor，
完全的牺牲自己
，he has sacrificed himself。
这个就是爱。
And this is love.
今天主耶稣要我们有这种的爱。
Today, Lord Jesus wants us to have this kind of love.
为着别人，我们愿意牺牲自己。
We are willing to sacrifice ourselves for others.
我们愿意接纳别人。
We're willing to accept others.
在主的爱之下，主耶稣能够接纳的，我都能够接纳。
If this person is the one that Lord Jesus can accept, then we are able to accept that person.
所以教会的合一不是用人情，是主耶稣的爱在我们里面。
And for a church to become unified, it's not through the love of man, but through the love of God.
我们能够接纳每一个人。
And through this, we can accept everyone.
那教会就合一了。
Then the church will become unified.
第三个就是圣灵。
Thirdly is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵给我们力量。
The Holy Spirit gives us power.
有时候我们知道什么对，什么时候做不出来。
Sometimes we know what is good and what is right, but then we are not able to do it.
我们一直祷告圣灵给我们力量。
And when we pray, the Holy Spirit will give us power.
所以教会的合一到最后一个方法就是要把人带到神的面前。
So the last method for a church to become unified is to bring the people in front of God.
每一个人到神的面前，教会就合一了。
And when everyone comes before the Lord, then the church will become unified.
所以有的人画一个三角形，说这个叫做婚姻。
And some people will draw a triangle and describe it as a marriage, marital relationship.
神在上面。
God is at the top of the triangle.
丈夫跟太太在两个角。
And the husband and the wife is at the two sides of the triangle.
那你丈夫跟太太都一直在追求神。
So when the husband and wife are going toward God,
他们越靠近神，夫妻之间的距离就越近。
The closer they are toward God, then the closer their relationships are.
当他们的心已经在神的爱、神的道里面合一了。
And when their heart is the same in the word of God,
夫妻就完全合一了。
Then the husbands and wives will become one.
所以一般说来啊，非常追求神的夫妻啊，都是很亲密的。
So we will discover that for the husbands and wives who pursue God, they are unified.
为什么？
And why is this?
因为神在他们里面。
Because God is among them.
家庭也是一样。
It is the same for family.
一般很追求信仰的家庭都是合一的。
And for family that pursue faith, is very unified.
因为神在他们里面。
Because God is among them.
教会也是一样。
It is the same for the church.
如果我们一直都追求神。
If we all pursue God,
神的灵充满我们。
If the Spirit of God fills us,
感动我们。
And to move us,
神的爱充满我们。
And the love of God fills us,
神的道充满我们。
If the Word of God fills us,
我们教会就合一了。
Then the church will become unified.
这个是神迹。
And this is a miracle.
使徒教会已经证明这个神迹是可能的。
And the church at the apostolic time has proved to us that this miracle is possible.
今天神的能力没有改变。
Today, the power of God has not changed.
如果我们愿意追求,
if we are willing to pursue after this,
教会可以完完全全合一,
the church will become unified completely.
在这个神迹上面, 神得到荣耀。
And through this miracle, the God can be glorified.
所以教会有两个挑战。
So there are two challenges for the church.
第一个, 成圣,
is to become sanctified.
第二个,
secondly,
合一,
is to become unified.
成圣,
let's sing him.
Two
hundred and fifteen.